This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
You know, I have a point, and the point, hi, everybody, Brad Young here. I've got a point. Maria Kina is literally laughing, because you know on Wednesday nights, I think you, like, go and look for stuff.
I do.
Just because, you know, it creeps me out to be standing here and hearing myself making points. And so she's just cracking up.
It's so great. I'm like, look, it's Wednesday and I have a Brad story. Let me throw it into the newscast because it's timely.
Yeah, so. because the only thing that we need more of is, instead of 2 hours of Brad Young, is also audio clips of Brad Young making the same point that I'm going to be talking about this evening.
But you make a point. See?
But I do. But Maria, I think it's what's far more interesting than anything that I have to say is watching you crack up playing the audio clip. That, to me, is far more entertaining than anything I have to say.
What's best is when I don't tell you. You knew it was coming tonight. I knew. When you don't know, and then all of a sudden it's just like, there I am.
I'm like, oh, no, I don't have to listen to that guy again. Come on. But thanks, Maria. And by the way, Maria, before you run out, you are also keeping track of what's going on at SLU in the newsroom, aren't you?
Correct, yes. And right now, I believe just before I came in here, shortly before, they were on Grand Avenue doing a sit-in. Both directions were blocked. Grand Boulevard, I guess that is there. Right there at the entrance to the campus, right by DeBerg Hall. Mm-hmm. And very peaceful. They also have people in really bright colored vests that look like they might be students who are instructing the people what to do and where to go. So it looks like right now that it's very peaceful. I don't even see any St. Louis police in the area. Mm.
Well, that's good to know. And it's also good to know that you're going to be monitoring the situation. So if anything changes over there, you'll be able to come right in into the studio and update folks.
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you.
Yes, good evening. It's Wednesday night at your service. Brad Young in this evening until 10 o'clock. I'm glad you are with us. I'm also glad that Kyle Sixta is with us. And Kyle is our producer this evening and will be for a while. Good to work with you again.
Yeah, it's great to work with you again, Brad.
So one of the things I love to do with the producers is to and maybe you've been warned about this, but I like asking questions without prompting you ahead of time what I'm going to be asking you. So are you cool with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, because today is there's going to be and the story that I've got here, it's in my stack of stuff, but there's going to be a movie coming out about Pop-Tarts. And one of the things I'm going to be probably talking about in the next hour, and I know this has nothing to do with legal issues, but darn it, I just like Pop-Tarts. But there's a poll about the most popular flavors of Pop-Tarts. What would be Kyle Sixta's favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I love Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up, I had Pop-Tarts all the time, way more than I should have. With that being said, my favorite flavor, I got to go with the s'mores. That's a classic for me.
Good. Well, and you say this, and of course this is radio, but you're as skinny as a rail, man. And when you say you ate too many Pop-Tarts, it doesn't show, I will tell you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, you know, and one look at me and you can say, now there's a guy who has eaten too many Pop-Tarts when you take a look at me, but not the case for you. So thank you for flying the plane here this evening.
Yeah, of course. I got to ask you, what's your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
You know, my favorite flavor is probably going to be blueberry. But I've got to tell you, have you ever heard of the Pop-Tart flamethrower?
No, I have not.
I've never heard of that. Okay. Well, if you go to YouTube, and this is the part where my legal career comes in handy because I have to give the disclaimer. Kids, do not try this at home. I have. When I was, 15, I tried this way before YouTube. And I know it's on YouTube, but I took a toaster. My mom had an old toaster she was going to throw away. And I took a toaster and I plugged it in and I put it in my backyard. I put in two Pop-Tarts and then I used duct tape and I duct taped the toaster in the on position so that when the Pop-Tart is done, it was stayed cooking. Okay. It didn't pop up. It stayed cooking. And after about five cycles of it trying to pop up, but the duct tape wouldn't allow it to pop up, Kyle, the most amazing thing happened. Because the goo inside the Pop-Tart started boiling and it shot out of the top of the Pop-Tart and there was boiling Pop-Tart goo shooting up out of the Pop-Tart, out of the toaster. It was amazing.
Yeah, Brad, what an idea. That might be the most genius thing I've heard.
Well, the downside is that the toaster is toast.
Okay? Right,
The toaster is irrevocably gone. It's been sacrificed on the altar of Pop-Tarts. It cannot ever be used again. But, you know, for that, 10 seconds when the goo is shooting out of the Pop-Tart, it is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. I don't know if I'm ever going to try it.
No,
but, you know.
I would caution you not to try that at home. You know, don't do that at home. But you can go to YouTube, and I think there's videos on it, and they are pretty fun. There's today also is National Law Day, which I love. It's one of my favorite days of the year. And because of National Law Day, I wanted to have on an expert on employment law because the Federal Trade Commission just last week issued a proposal to ban non-compete agreements. So we've all heard about non-compete agreements. A lot of times they're even used in the media, and that's a lot of times when we hear about it publicly. But we're going to talk to Mike Harris of that amazing law firm of Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. He'll be coming on next to talk about non-compete agreements right here on At Your Service, KMOX. Don't go away.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back to KMOX. Brad Young in with you this evening on At Your Service. Glad you are staying up late with us this evening. As I mentioned before the break, the Federal Trade Commission issued a ruling last week, really a policy change dealing with non-compete agreements. You've heard about non-compete agreements, but the issue is the FTC is taking some action to try to ban these. So what, in fact, does that mean to folks who have non-compete agreements? And what does it mean to businesses who rely on those non-compete agreements to really operate and manage their businesses? Joining us this evening, Mike Harris, employment law, labor law expert at the law firm of Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. Hey, Mike, good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Brad.
So,
good evening.
Good evening. And in employment law, that's really your wheelhouse when it comes to practicing law, isn't it?
That's all we know over here, Brad.
Very, very good. So tell us about this new FTC rule. What is it and what did the FTC actually do?
Well, the rule goes into effect 120 days after it's published, which is roughly around the end of August. And when that rule goes into effect, it will ban all non-compete agreements in the employment context, all of them, Brad, with a limited grandfather rule for current agreements, not any new agreements, but current agreements that are signed by high-ranking policy-making executives, and that's it.
So tell us for folks.
There's also a limited exemption for non-compete agreements connected to the sale of a business, but that's outside of the employment context, and obviously you don't want to buy a real estate office only to have the owner set up shop right next to you. So those will still be enforced.
Very good. So tell us, for folks who may not know, what in fact is a non-compete agreement? What is that?
A non-compete agreement would bar the employee from working for a competitor in a competing business within a specified geographical area and for a certain period of time after their employment with the initial employer ends.
But what's the purpose? I mean, for example, we see this a lot in media where John Smith on a TV network or a network news, if they leave the air, they can't go work for a competitor for a specified period of time. So what's the purpose of that non-compete agreement?
I think in that context, one of the purposes is to protect the station's investment in its talent and the, you know, to support the huge contract that they offer media stars like you, Brad. But we also more commonly use them in the and with engineering and technical employees who are familiar with an employer's intellectual property, trade secrets, and proprietary information to protect the employer's interest in the innovations that it has funded. We also use them for salespersons that we pay to develop and cultivate customer relationships and goodwill, and we use them with another example is high-ranking executives who are familiar with a business's overall strategies, its customers, its proprietary information, etc.
We're talking to Mike Harris, a partner with the law firm of Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. And Mike, just briefly, and I know every situation is going to be different, but you've drafted and prepared a lot of non-compete agreements, right?
I sure have.
So generally speaking, and again, everyone would be different, but generally speaking, how do they work in terms of protecting companies or preventing employees from going somewhere else? What's the general framework on how they operate?
Well, basically, the employer gets the employee to sign, usually and preferably before their employment begins, an agreement that whereby they agree that once they're terminated for any reason or if they resign, that they cannot work for a competitor that's in the same industry and that appeals to the same basic customer base as the employer.
So from the company's perspective then, and I know we kind of briefly touched on it again, but from a company's standpoint, why are these even needed? In other words, a lot of people hearing this may think, well, my goodness, a non-compete agreement prevents someone from going to getting another job. But from a company standpoint, why are they important?
A big reason, Brad, is to protect the investment in innovation. If we didn't have non-competes, I, as a business person, I might not invest in research and development and pay to develop these innovations when I can just wait for someone else to develop them and then go obtain that information by hiring their employees. So it really a big purpose is to protect innovation and trade secrets. And the other big purpose is to protect customer goodwill, the relationships that are cultivated over time on the employer's dime with key customers of that employer. So those are the primary reasons.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Harris with the law firm of Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. And Mike, the FTC issued this ruling last week proposing that all non-compete agreements will be banned. But what's the reasoning behind the FTC's decision? Why did the FTC feel that this was necessary to even do this?
Well, allowing free employee mobility increases competition between businesses, and the FTC's philosophy is that increased competition helps the consumer. So that's their view on it. They view the non-compete agreements as a restraint of trade. And they're also concerned about businesses that have engaged in overreaching practices by having low-paid workers such as fast food workers, hairstylists, and warehouse employees sign non-compete agreements when they really don't serve the same purposes that they do for employers that have heavy investments in research and development and customer goodwill.
But recently, there was a Channel 4, I believe it was Channel 4. He was the sports director there, Steve Savard, and he was let go by Channel 4 several years ago. And I know there was a lot of public spectacle from his perspective because he made a big deal out of the fact that he couldn't work in television in St. Louis because he had a non-compete. But how does that demonstrate, for example, if Channel 4 spent an enormous amount of time and effort and money and resources to build up Steve Savard as a personality on TV, isn't that the reason why these non-compete agreements are sometimes necessary? Because what happens if he then would jump ship and go to, say, KSDK Channel 5?
Of course, Brad, you hit the nail on the head there. They want to protect their investment in creating a following for Steve and you know, the great career that he's built. And it was all done, you know, through Camel X's advertising and marketing and their news, their overall news program. So you develop these talents and you want to be able to protect your investment in developing mm-hmm. those talents. So it's similar to protecting a relationship with customers.
No, sure. That makes complete sense. Now, has there been any legal challenges to this? Do you anticipate any legal challenges to this? And how do you see those legal challenges panning out in the courts?
Well, at least two lawsuits have already been filed. There may have been more filed today. I'm not sure. Primary one is going to be litigated by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They filed in Texas, and they're seeking a temporary injunction that bars enforcement of the rule while the case is being litigated. And they're also, of course, seeking a final ruling that would invalidate the FTC rule. Hmm. It obviously would ultimately be decided by the United States Supreme Court. And as our resident Supreme Court expert, Brad, how do you think the U.S. Chamber is going to contest this rule?
Well, remember back
at you.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. Thank you. I'll pay you a quarter later. No, as you probably know, because we've talked about it in our office many, many times, the last few years, we've really gotten to see something called the major questions doctrine at the Supreme Court. We saw it with the eviction moratorium, where agencies of the federal government said, if you are a landlord, you cannot evict people during COVID. The Supreme Court ruled, agency, Congress never delegated that authority to you. We saw it during the mask rule with the airlines and even that vaccine mandate through OSHA, where OSHA tried to require every company with 100 or more employees to have a COVID shot. And again, the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that because the major questions doctrine requires that any issue that involves really like vast economic or political significance, the agencies can only act in situations where there is clear statutory authorization. So in this area, Mike, is there any clear statutory authorization that would empower the FTC just to blanketly ban all non-compete agreements?
Not in my opinion, Brad, and evidently not in the opinion of all the prior FTC commissioners in the last 110 years. This was approved by three unelected commissioners that were appointed by President Biden. The two Republican-appointed commissioners, of course, voted against it. So three individuals have made this very important and impactful decision that gravely affects employers.
Hmm. Well, we will watch this play out in the courts, Mike, and thank you so much for joining us. Mike Harris with the law firm of Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. Mike, thanks for sharing your expertise with us this evening on KMOX.
All right. Thank you, Bradley.
Great to talk to you, sir. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about, and first of all, if you've got some questions or want to talk about non-compete and how it may have impacted you, phone lines are, of course, open 314-436-7900. Also, call or text. We always want to hear from you on these issues. But also, we're also going to talk about the protesters. There's the protest that's going on right now over at St. Louis U. We saw right here locally what happened at Washington University, and I'm going to break down some of the legal issues, the ethical issues, and my view on what universities should be doing under the law, and we would obviously love to hear your perspective as well. 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Here on KMOX. Thanks for joining us this evening, Brad Young. And we've had a lot of texts over the last 30 minutes or so, quite a lot of them. I've been responding to a lot of them during the breaks. And Kyle, you'll be happy to know that that the flaming Pop-Tart flamethrower was a big hit. Everyone liked that.
That's awesome. It was a hit for me, too. I'd never heard of it, but, you know, I couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, if you try this at home now, I'm giving you a disclaimer. Don't come suing me if you get burned by, flaming strawberry Pop-Tart goo gets on your hands. You're on your own. You're an adult. So also I had a lot of texts regarding the issue we're going to talk about right now, which is the protesters. And can I just say, before we dive into this topic, If you've listened to this show with any frequency, you know that I usually try to separate two things. I try to separate, number one, my opinions, because I've got a lot of opinions. So do you. You've got a lot of opinions. And KMOX has the most intelligent audience of any media that I can even envision. And so when folks call in, when folks text in, I enjoy hearing your feedback. That's why I'm here. I've got a full-time job during the day. I'm here because I enjoy the exchange of ideas and talking about, this is the quintessential marketplace of ideas. That's why I love doing the show. So I try to separate, though, my opinions oftentimes from legal analysis, because often my legal analysis is different than what my opinions might be. In other words, what I would like to have happen isn't necessarily what will happen when it comes to how the courts operate. So I usually try to make a distinction on those two ideas. But I got to tell you, tonight when we're talking about the protesters, talking about what we've been seeing playing out in television, in radio, in newspapers, if you read those, and certainly online, on social media, what we're seeing right now is not a protest. Can I just let you know that? It's not. What we're seeing is lawlessness. What we're seeing is chaos. And I don't know that that's just my opinion. I think it's an observable fact. And while if you went down with a microphone and talked to some of these people, they might say they're protesting. But when you see people burning flags, when you see people harassing students based upon their faith, when you see these campouts going on a constant basis on campus and where they're taking over universities, folks, that's not freedom of speech. That's lawlessness. And that's chaos. And so this is one of those instances where my personal opinion on the subject really coincides with my legal analysis. And I'm going to break some of that down for you here this evening. But certainly if what you think about it, I would love to hear. And especially if you disagree with me. I was telling Kyle before the show started this evening, there's nothing I like better than when callers call up and disagree with me, because that is really where that marketplace of ideas comes to a head, when you've got people who disagree fundamentally on any particular topic. So whether you agree or disagree, we'd love to have your opinions, 314-436-7900. But one of the things that I wanted to emphasize here, because I'm not hearing this, I consume a lot of media. And what I'm about to break down for you is not being discussed anywhere in media today. And to me, it's shocking that this perspective, this legal analysis, which is clear, it's unambiguous, and it's really not even debatable, we're not hearing it. We are not hearing it. And for the life of me, I kind of understand why, but I can't really objectively understand why the reality of what we're seeing play out in front of us is not being discussed from a legal perspective. But it's not free expression. It's not civil disobedience. It's lawlessness. Now, how do I reach that conclusion? Well, first of all, under the Constitution, has been backed up by many, many cases. You can Google it. I'll even mention some this evening. The First Amendment is not absolute. The First Amendment has what's called reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. What does that mean? That means you have the right to express your opinion, but you don't have the right to express it at any time. So if you want to use a bullhorn at 4 a.m. and give your message, you're going to jail. Now, that's a content neutral. In other words, you could be voicing an opinion in favor of Israel. You could be voicing an opinion against Israel. You could be voicing your opinion that you hate Pop-Tarts at 3 o'clock in the morning with a bullhorn. And it doesn't matter what the content of your speech is. You're going to jail, or at least you should be going to jail, because you do not, nor does anyone, have the right to voice their opinion at 3 o'clock in the morning. Load up the paddy wagon. You're heading to the Gray Bar Motel. That's what the law specifies. Are we seeing that today? No. We're not. And when we do, we're seeing maybe a few protesters arrested. And then when they are, they're automatically released. It's kind of like the border called catch and release, where they catch them and they throw them back. You know, I used to do that a lot of times with bass. When I'd go bass fishing, we would catch and release. And yet that's what we're seeing with regard to these protesters, is catch and release. That is a reasonable time restriction. What about the reasonable place restriction? So on these college campuses, they have places for that are cordoned off for speech. If you want to go there and make a speech, you can read the Bible. You can say things about pro-abortion, anti-abortion. Doesn't matter, whatever you want. That's where you do it. But these folks today aren't going to those designated places.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Here on Camel Wax. Thanks for joining us this evening, Brad Young in. And we've had a lot of texts over the last 30 minutes or so, quite a lot of it. I've been responding to a lot of them during the breaks. And Kyle, you'll be happy to know that that the flaming Pop-Tart flamethrower was a big hit. Everyone liked that.
That's awesome. It was a hit for me, too. I'd never heard of it, but, you know, I couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, if you try this at home now, I'm giving you a disclaimer. Don't come suing me if you get burned by, flaming strawberry Pop-Tart goo gets on your hands. You're on your own. You're an adult. So also, I had a lot of texts regarding the issue we're going to talk about right now, which is the protesters. And can I just say, before we dive into this topic, if you've listened to this show with any frequency, you know that I usually try to separate two things. I try to separate, number one, my opinions, because I've got a lot of opinions. So do you. You've got a lot of opinions. And KMOX has the most intelligent audience of any media that I can even envision. And so when folks call in, when folks text in, I enjoy hearing your feedback. That's why I'm here. I've got a full-time job during the day. I'm here because I enjoy the exchange of ideas and talking about, this is the quintessential marketplace of ideas. That's why I love doing the show. So I try to separate, though, my opinions oftentimes from legal analysis, because often my legal analysis is different than what my opinions might be. In other words, what I would like to have happen isn't necessarily what will happen when it comes to how the courts operate. So I usually try to make a distinction on those two ideas. But I got to tell you, tonight when we're talking about the protesters, talking about what we've been seeing playing out in television, in radio, in newspapers, if you read those, and certainly online, on social media, what we're seeing right now is not a protest. Can I just let you know that? It's not. What we're seeing is lawlessness. What we're seeing is chaos. And I don't know that that's just my opinion. I think it's an observable fact. And while if you went down with a microphone and talked to some of these people, they might say they're protesting. But when you see people burning flags, when you see people harassing students based upon their faith, when you see these campouts going on a constant basis on campus and where they're taking over universities, folks, that's not freedom of speech. That's lawlessness, and that's chaos. And so this is one of those instances where my personal opinion on the subject really coincides with my legal analysis. And I'm going to break some of that down for you here this evening. But certainly if what you think about it, I would love to hear. And especially if you disagree with me. I was telling Kyle before the show started this evening, there's nothing I like better than when callers call up and disagree with me, because that is really where that marketplace of ideas comes to a head when you've got people who disagree fundamentally on any particular topic. So whether you agree or disagree, we'd love to have your opinions, 314-436-7900. But one of the things that I wanted to emphasize here, because I'm not hearing this, I consume a lot of media. And what I'm about to break down for you is not being discussed anywhere in media today. And to me, it's shocking that this perspective, this legal analysis, which is clear, it's unambiguous, and it's really not even debatable, we're not hearing it. We are not hearing it. And for the life of me, I kind of understand why, but I can't really objectively understand why the reality of what we're seeing play out in front of us is not being discussed from a legal perspective. But it's not free expression. It's not civil disobedience. It's lawlessness. Now, how do I reach that conclusion? Well, first of all, under the Constitution, has been backed up by many, many cases. You can Google it. I'll even mention some this evening. The First Amendment is not absolute. The First Amendment has what's called reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. What does that mean? That means you have the right to express your opinion, but you don't have the right to express it at any time. So if you want to use a bullhorn at 4 a.m. and give your message, you're going to jail. Now, that's a content neutral. In other words, you could be voicing an opinion in favor of Israel. You could be voicing an opinion against Israel. You could be voicing your opinion that you hate Pop-Tarts at 3 o'clock in the morning with a bullhorn. And it doesn't matter what the content of your speech is. You're going to jail, or at least you should be going to jail, because you do not, nor does anyone, have the right to voice their opinion at 3 o'clock in the morning. Load up the paddy wagon. You're heading to the Gray Bar Motel. That's what the law specifies. Are we seeing that today? No, we're not. And when we do, we're seeing maybe a few protesters arrested. And then when they are, they're automatically released. It's kind of like the border called catch and release, where they catch them and they throw them back. You know, I used to do that a lot of times with bass. When I'd go bass fishing, we would catch and release. And yet that's what we're seeing with regard to these protesters, is catch and release. That is a reasonable time restriction. What about the reasonable place restriction? So on these college campuses, they have places that are cordoned off for speech. If you want to go there and make a speech, you can read the Bible. You can say things about pro-abortion, anti-abortion. Doesn't matter, whatever you want. That's where you do it. But these folks today aren't going to those designated places. They're camping out on the quad. They're blocking buildings. So in that, it's violating the second of those three restrictions on the First Amendment. We've talked about the time, and that's the place. And I'll talk about the manner in just a moment. But Rory's been holding for a very long time. Hey, Rory, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, people like to put restrictions and create these rules about how they are supposed to protest mm-hmm. or respond to oppression or disagreements. And I think it's fundamentally flawed to have one person or one side of an argument deciding that they get to choose where or when or how you or someone else gets to voice their disagreements or grievances with either your behavior or someone or some entity's behavior that is negatively affecting a group of people. And there's always historically some power that be that wants to do one thing that affects some group of people negatively. And then that power is the one that tries to set parameters on how or when or where that party that's affected gets to protest or, if at all, gets to push back.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. Would it be fair to say, Rory, that you're in favor of protests without any limitations or without any restrictions? All protests are okay, regardless of where they are, when they are, or the manner in which they're conducted?
I do agree with that.
Okay. Yeah. So if I want to come to your house at 4 a.m. with a bullhorn and a flamethrower and protest in your bedroom, would that be okay with you?
In my bedroom?
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope I didn't do anything that would cause someone to feel that strongly. But if that becomes at some point, you have to self-reflect. You know, if someone's protesting you personally at your personal home and feels as though they should have the right to cross the boundaries of your house, then one, there has to be some reason or something that has been done for that other person to feel like that's necessary.
Okay, would it be fair to say, Rory, that you would be against me coming to your house at 3 a.m. in your bedroom with a bullhorn and a flamethrower? But you would be against that because that's your house. That's private property. And I can't protest in your bedroom at 3 a.m. because you own your house. Is that fair to say?
That what's fair to say is that, yes, I own my own property. But I'm not against someone feeling that passionately because, again, like I said, if someone feels the need to come into my house and protest something that I've done, that
come on.
I did Rory, or said to them.
Rory, come on. I need you to be intellectually honest, my friend. If I'm in your bedroom. Oh, you're not. If I'm in your bedroom at 3 a.m. with a bullhorn and a flamethrower, you're going to kick my butt right out of your place.
Not necessarily. What
oh,
brought
come
you to my
on.
Home?
Of course
what
you are.
You to my home?
You're going
to
say, dude, I don't have to let you in. That's why I've got locks on the door. I own this place. You can't come into my house.
Well, if we're coming, we're having a conversation, I'd ask you what brought you to my home. What happened? What did
really?
I do? Yes, because you didn't just teleport there. You made a decision to utilize your resources to come to my house.
Right.
Why?
And if I'm
what
knocking
happened?
At your door, if you're you lock your door at night, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And so if I knock on your door at 3 a.m. and say, I want to come in your place and protest, you're going to say, get the heck out of here. I'm not letting you in. I'm sleeping. I got to go to work tomorrow.
Well, before I say no, I would ask why. Oh. What are you protesting?
Well,
because there's no limitation to the foul behavior that human beings are capable of doing to each other.
You're exactly right on that. You're exactly right. But the idea of free and owning property means I get to control that property. So if you choose
correct.
At your house, if you choose and say, listen, Brad, I love you on KMOX, man, but you're not coming into my house at 3 a.m., I don't
correct.
Have the right to go in there. And if I do, you can call the cops and have me removed, can't you?
This is correct, yes.
Okay, so
and
if you look at a college campus is a privately owned piece of property. And so if a college campus says, listen, Rory, you have the right to protest here, but if you're camping out in a tent and you're here at 3 o'clock in the morning chanting and singing and calling out all this stuff, just like you, I can't come into your house at 3 a.m. if you say no. Since a college campus is a private property, they have the legal right, just as you've already admitted, they have the legal right to expel you from that private property, do they not?
They do indeed have that legal right.
Okay, and I see we're in agreement.
Your argument comes from the fact comes from an ideology that you or nobody else did anything to warrant people wanting to come at your house at 3 a.m. You know, you're coming from a standpoint that's like, well, I didn't do anything, and there's no reason for this to happen. But the people that are willing to cross those lines, those boundaries, and those quote-unquote restrictions feel a need to break those rules. And it's not and for whatever justification, whether it's justified or not, is up to them to explain. To just say, oh, well, I don't care why. I don't care what I've done, whether I've violated your boundaries or your restrictions. And now at this point, I'm going to just shut you down because now I'm uncomfortable.
But here's what I don't. But, Roy, what I don't understand is this. Martin Luther King said when he was discussing civil disobedience, he laid the ground rules to say that if you disagree with something, you feel so passionate about it that you have to speak out on some injustice, that you have to be prepared to go to prison to demonstrate the level of injustice for arresting you. But what I see today is people wanting the right to commit civil disobedience without wanting to accept the responsibility to go to jail for what they believe in.
And maybe there's an argument for that.
Great.
I can agree that maybe there are people who feel like they should not be arrested, but there are people risking the consequences of breaking the law or breaking the restrictions set by private entities.
Yeah, I don't know that they are, Roy, because the colleges, by and large, aren't doing diddly squat about these protesters who are literally violating the law. Roy, I got to take a break, my friend. I am so glad you called in this evening. I've given you a lot of time, and thanks for expressing your opinions.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. We're going to take a break. What say you? You agree with Roy? Agree with me? What do you think about the idea that people could literally break private property laws in the name of the First Amendment and then cry when they're arrested? 314-436-7900. Call or text. We'll be right back. You know who's under pressure? People on college campuses. That's who's under pressure. It's the cops who are under pressure. It's the college administrators who are under pressure. And ultimately, it's democracy that is under pressure. Brad Young here on the last segment. We've only got about 3 minutes left here, but I want to go straight to Dan. Hey, Dan, I'm going to give you as much time as possible, my friend. Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to remind you and all the listeners that despite the fact that these folks may have been arrested, that there's still a presumption of innocence. There's been no proof that 12 people have found beyond a reasonable doubt that anyone has broken the law. So while there may be someone that is arrested, there's still a legal process that needs to be used to presume somebody has broken the law.
Right.
So to couple those two statements that you've put together is racing to a conclusion without protecting anyone's rights.
No, but what? Well, we have a lot of rights here, Dan, to talk about. But first of all, you are correct that there is a presumption of innocence.
For saying I'm correct, that's the end of the conversation. That's all we need to say.
No, that's not true, Dan. Dan, that is not the end of the conversation. Listen, this is a conversation. This is my part. Even though legally there is a presumption of innocence, there is also the procedural purpose of guilt. Meaning, when people are arrested, they are kept in prison or they're released on bond because there is the procedure of guilt until they proceed to trial. Number one.
Okay,
secondly,
no,
you talk about. I'm addressing your points, Dan. I'm
addressing.
No, Dan. Dan, we're going back and forth here. I'm redressing what you said. And at this point, here's what you didn't say. When you said there are different rights at stake here, there are. there's not only the rights of the protesters, there's also the rights of the students. There's the rights of the faculty. Those kids have paid enormous amounts of money to go to school, and now they can't go to school. There are kids who have been there for years, worked three jobs, borrowed money. That's what I did. I worked three jobs and borrowed money to go through law school. I have a right to graduate. But there are kids now who are not getting their graduation because their rights to attend college that they paid for are being violated. Finally, how about the rights of the Jewish students who are being discriminated against, who are being shouted down, who are being bullied, who are being vilified? And when you've got people on college campuses chanting from the river to the sea, they are asserting the extermination of a religious and an ethnic people group. And under any constitutional legal procedure, law, statute, or case, discriminating against someone based upon their place of national origin, their ethnicity, and their religion violates every tenet of our free society. So, yes, there are rights at play here, sir, but there are rights beyond those of the protesters, because we all have to balance our rights to live together in this melting pot of democracy. What do you say, you? We're going to carry this into the next hour a little bit if there's still enough interest. There's some folks on hold. We're going to have to go to a break now because Kyle costs a lot of money to pay for his salary. So we've got to go to a commercial break here. Brad Young, at your service, KMOX. Text. We'll be right back. You know who's under pressure? It's people on college campuses. That's who's under pressure. It's the cops who are under pressure. It's the college administrators who are under pressure. And ultimately, it's democracy that is under pressure. Brad Young here on the last segment. We've only got about 3 minutes left here, but I want to go straight to Dan. Hey, Dan, I'm going to give you as much time as possible, my friend. Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to remind you and all the listeners that despite the fact that these folks may have been arrested, that there's still a presumption of innocence. There's been no proof that 12 people have found beyond a reasonable doubt that anyone has broken the law. So while there may be someone that is arrested, there's still a legal process that needs to be used to presume somebody has broken the law.
Right.
So to couple those two statements that you've put together is racing to a conclusion without protecting anyone's rights.
No, but what? Well, we have a lot of rights here, Dan, to talk about. But first of all, you are correct that there is a presumption of innocence.
For saying I'm correct. That's the end of the conversation. That's all we need to say.
No, that's not true, Dan. Dan, that is not the end of the conversation. Listen, this is a conversation. This is my part. Even though legally there is a presumption of innocence, there is also the procedural purpose of guilt, meaning when people are arrested, they are kept in prison or they're released on bond because there is the procedure of guilt until they proceed to trial, number one.
Okay,
secondly,
no,
you talk
just,
about, I'm addressing no, your points, no, Dan.
Your
I'm
point about
no, Dan,
point
Dan,
about
we're going back and forth here. I'm addressing what you said. And at this point, here's what you didn't say. When you said there are different rights at stake here, there are. There's not only the rights of the protesters. There's also the rights of the students. There's the rights of the faculty. Those kids have paid enormous amounts of money to go to school, and now they can't go to school. There are kids who have been there for years, worked three jobs, borrowed money. That's what I did. I worked three jobs and borrowed money to go through law school. I have a right to graduate. But there are kids now who are not getting their graduation because their rights to attend college that they paid for are being violated. Finally, how about the rights of the Jewish students who are being discriminated against, who are being shouted down, who are being bullied, who are being vilified? And when you've got people on college campuses chanting from the river to the sea, they are asserting the extermination of a religious and an ethnic people group. And under any constitutional legal procedure, law, statute, or case, discriminating against someone based upon their place of national origin, their ethnicity, and their religion violates every tenet of our free society. So, yes, there are rights at play here, sir, but there are rights beyond those of the protesters, because we all have to balance our rights to live together in this melting pot of democracy. What do you say, you? We're going to carry this into the next hour a little bit if there's still enough interest. There's some folks on hold. We're going to have to go to a break now because Kyle costs a lot of money to pay for his salary. So we've got to go to a commercial break here. Brad Young, at your service, KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.